Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey says it has carried out a series of airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria, further expanding its involvement in the battle against the extremist group. The strikes come a day after reports suggested President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has agreed to let U.S. fighter planes use Incirlik Air Base in Turkey to launch strikes on Islamic State militants. U.S. military has long operated out of that base. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made an unannounced visit Thursday to Iraq, saying he wanted a firsthand look at U.S. and Iraqi efforts to thwart advances of the Islamic State militants. As the insurgents overran Ramadi in May, Mr. Carter complained that Iraqi troops show no will to fight. But at the first stop of a day-long visit, he praised Iraqi counterterrorism troops. U.S. Senate held its first hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement on Thursday, and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee chairperson, Bob Corker, took issue with the deal.
But what I think you've actually done in these negotiations is codify a perfectly aligned pathway for Iran to get a nuclear weapon just by abiding by this agreement.
He was speaking to Secretary of State John Kerry, who countered, saying that whether the rest of the world likes it or not, Iran has already developed a sophisticated nuclear program. President Obama is on his way to Ethiopia and Kenya to highlight growth and American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. For a scheduled stop, he arrived later today in Kenya, where he will attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Nairobi. This is VOA News.